Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ernie Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third. The right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. And now, play ball. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reagan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Berry and he is out, Rhein applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Riddle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durst moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney strikes out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 1 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reeves moves to second. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 1 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sweeney scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Jolly reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Watwood hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Reagan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Shires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan moves to second. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliver hits a line drive into right field. Jolly picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jolly. Ryan scores. Russell goes all the way around to score. Oliver moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. Reeves is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 1 in the game. Riddle takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durst hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scarrett moves to second. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Scarrett moves to third. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rhine hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it and throws to second for the out. Cecil scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-3 in the game. Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Riddle hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Scarrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reagan strikes out. There goes Scarrett. The throw from Riddle to second, and Scarrett is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Durst settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0-for-3 in the game. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rein hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Metzler. Berry reaches second base with a double. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jolly strikes out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.